You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. This week on the show, we've heard stories of side businesses and workarounds, secrets of sorts that impact the economy or our personal finances. But what about the business of secrets? How much is a secret worth in dollars? We decided to find out from someone whose business is in unveiling government secrets. Muckrock is an organization that charges people, journalists, researchers, citizens, to file information requests. They use the Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, to get data from the government. Muckrock files thousands of requests. Right now, they're suing the CIA. I spoke to Michael Morrissey about the process of uncovering information. He's a co-founder of Muckrock and a Knight Fellow at Stanford.
Ideally, we all want to be able to sort of peek in and be able to have effective oversight of our government. But the reality is that actually getting those documents costs the government money, and sometimes it costs the requesters time and money too. And so what happens is that there's fee structures that the government has set up. Depending on if you're like me, a reporter, or sort of an average citizen, you pay one set of fees. But then if you're a commercial requester, you pay more fees for the government. Now, typically, the government says we're charging you by the page, so about 10, 25 cents a page, depending on what you're requesting and from whom. And then they charge the lowest paid salary for the employee who can help you get that information. Now, under the law, you're allowed to get anything from the government that isn't specifically exempt. And
what's exempt? Classified stuff?
So classified stuff, personal stuff, a lot of people wouldn't be happy with their tax or medical records getting out there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Anything that would sort of be an undue invasion of privacy is typically set as exempt. And certain trade secrets. So if Google is opening up some of their information to the government so that the government can make sure that they're not violating other people's privacies, a lot of times anything that's considered a trade secret is also exempt from disclosure.
So how do you guys make money?
So we charge a small fee to help people file a request, usually about $20 to file up to four requests, and that helps cover the cost of postage and sort of our processing time. One of the interesting things about the public records process is that most of the documents coming back are still actually in paper. A lot of people are sort of working today in a paperless office, and we've kind of starting to finally see that ideal. The government typically is decades behind, and a lot of agencies still the best way to communicate is with a fax machine.
Explain the economics of this. What are the impacts, do you think, of secrecy on my life or on, you know, the average taxpayer's life? Does it matter?
Absolutely. I mean, one thing we've found is that FOIA and transparency is like any other muscle, and that the more it's used, the better the government gets at it. And the more people are looking and watching at what the government does, the better behavior they're on. So one of the things we've done a lot is sort of looking at government contracts. And a lot of times what happens, for example, is say the government wants to put out an app that sort of lets you know, is it safe to go work outside based on the heat? Typically, and this is what we found in one case, they'll go out and they'll outsource that app production. But they don't really have very many people applying to bid on making that app. And so they'll hire one firm. That firm is just an outsourcing firm that'll hire another firm, which will sometimes hire a third firm that'll do something, $20,000 worth of work, where the government ends up paying $200,000 worth of work. And if nobody's looking at these contracts, that can be very lucrative for that first firm, but that's a pretty big waste of the taxpayers' dollars. And so when you have more people looking, when you have less secrecy, and when you have this information out there for sort of public inspection, everybody gets to pay less taxes and you get better quality services.
We've been looking around a little bit, and it seems like not just your operation, but there are some startups getting into this business in these sort of years of government secrecy. OpenGov is one outfit backed by some venture capital money. It almost feels like we're in a reactionary moment to the Edward Snowden revelations and warrantless wiretapping. Do you think there's an economic or a business opportunity here?
Yeah, I mean, I do think that part of it is ideological. I think a lot of people come in here and say, look, the government's stuck in the 70s and some cases the 60s in terms of sort of the way that they're storing and dealing with data. And a lot of people want to help the government get better. There's a lot of other people who see a very big economic opportunity here and sort of maybe helping privatize some of these traditionally government services. And they see that as a big business opportunity for themselves. or just sort of consulting and helping the government figure out. There's a lot of money to be made in terms of sort of quote-unquote open government work. Now, some of these systems are not really that much better than the systems they're replacing when it comes to actual transparency, but I think anything's a big step forward when it comes to efficiency as long as you bring in sort of modern best practices.
What's next for you?
Right now, we're also looking at what else there is out there beyond what you can get through the public records process. On average, the public records that we've worked with have taken about 4 months from when you file the initial request to when you finally get a response. But one of the other things we're seeing is that just because a government agency is proactive and puts something online doesn't mean it's necessarily going to stay online. The most well-known case of this was data.gov, when a lot of these sort of online repositories that the government's taken a proactive stance and said, we're going to start publishing this information before people request it, a lot of those data sets will suddenly go missing. A lot of those data sets will get taken down if there's a federal government shutdown. And we want to go out and sort of figure out how can we help our users actually sift through that information and find the interesting bits to them.
Michael Morrissey is a co-founder of Muckrock. Thank you so much for your time.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
You can hear the story about how Muckrock sued the CIA. Just visit Marketplace's SoundCloud page.